welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O, and oh boy, look at us. We've made it to episode 10, and this episode is very special to me because it's the first time I'm recording myself recording my podcast. What a time. What a time. I'm being very much so on the other side of my ambiverted self, where I'm just feeling really shy, you know, still very glad to be living in this moment, but very, it's giving 80s chick flicks cringe, but we're excited for the end of this. Oh, wow. Well, where do I start? This episode, I really just want to raise a glass to everyone who's taken the time to start something that they always told themselves they wanted to do, start something that they never saw themselves doing, and starting something that they kind of just got a bright idea by and was like, you know, I'm going to go for it. We're just going to do this and see where this takes us. So cheers. And kudos to you. Very excited, very proud for all of us. And I would like for everyone to get comfortable with celebrating yourself. Get comfortable with celebrating not only the big things, but the small things. Because the small things are usually what kind of snowball into the big things. So a really good example, I guess I'll start with this podcast. Originally, I came up with the idea of even doing a podcast about 2 years ago, and it was even before the pandemic started, which is wild. And then the pandemic started, it's like, oh, you're inside, you have nothing but time. And I came up with different ideas, concepts, like, what would my show be about? What would the title be? What would the colors be? And I even started everything from like the logo to the music, and then I just did everything but actually record the episode. At the same time, I'm still proud of myself for going through that, like, you know, the creative waves of it all, because I learned that the original concept that I wanted to go with, it just needed to be set aside for the moment. Like, I didn't just completely get rid of like all my drafts and what have you. Like, I still have them on the back burner. But I wanted to start with a podcast that truly was authentically me. And of course, like, it was my idea. Like, yes, I'm like the main, I guess, curator of the concept to begin with. But I wanted it to feel au naturel. And after, you know, picking up my notebook, putting it back down, and just kind of going back and forth with that, I'm glad that I made my way to Words Make Sentences. And just, you know, thinking about how far I've come, I did not foresee myself being on episode 10, but also having the imagination to see how far I'm ready to take it is just as exciting and liberating in itself. But even some of the things that I also would like to celebrate outside of this podcast, and this may seem like very everyday for everyone, but again, I'm here to acknowledge the things that I have done that seemed very like very okay, whatever to me. I'm proud of myself for making my bed every day, literally every single day, for the last 8 months. That's big. That is really big for me. And I've been doing it consistently. Like, even the days I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, disrespect my alarms and just be late for work, I still took the time to make my bed. And the reason why that's so big for me is because my bed is like, you know, the main thing in my room. Like, it literally takes up most of the space. But it's true what my mom used to tell me, that when you come home to a made bed, like, you just feel accomplished. It's like, oh, you may have had a long day and things around you may seem like a mess, but when you walk into a room and the bed is made, it's like, oh, it's like a welcome. And yes, I understand. Like, if you think about it, if the sheet's already turned down, it's ready for you, but it's like a warm welcome. It's like, oh, like it's like opening a fresh Amazon box. Like, just taking the time to, like, just peel back the tape and just open those flaps and just, I literally can't wait to go to sleep. But I'm so excited because as I look at my bed now, it just looks so pristine. And so proud of myself for even being that disciplined. But also, an habit that I've also picked up with making my bed is that I also want the things around it to look good too. So I've become even more disciplined with making sure, like, my floor is clean, like everything around it, like my closet's organized, because it also flows into my room. And it started with the little thing of me making my bed. And of course, some people don't see it that way until you actually put it into play and you're living it. It's like, oh snap, I've been doing a thing. Whether like it's been making like a real note of it or not, or just acknowledge it for myself, I've been doing this thing because of a small decision that I made, a small decision that I stuck with. So yay, kudos. Kudos to me. Something else that I would like to celebrate, and I will say this, in real life, it's going to take actual time for me to utilize these things, but I'm still proud of myself for getting it because, you know, it's in sight. I treated myself to a weight set. And of course, yes, you know, you can go to the gym, you get a gym membership, blah, blah, blah. But I know that for myself, I'm not that responsible with going to the gym. I'm not just, it has nothing to do with the pandemic. I'm not going to go. I've gotten very used to not driving like that here. And to think about driving to the gym, I'm just, no. Because in like gas and a membership, that's just me. But with me buying this weight set, I have made a note to myself that I'm going to become fit for me. And with making that decision, that small decision, there are times where if I'm feeling like a little angsty, like, oh, the thoughts are rolling, I just feel like I need to do something, I actually do just kind of pick up my weights and I just do a really random workout. And sometimes I'm on the phone with someone, sometimes I'm just in my thoughts, or I just throw on a really great Spotify playlist and I'm like, all right, let's just do something. Clearly, I just feel like doing something, so let's just, you know, we're gonna Nike this out. And of course, with me making the decision, that small decision, I'm really proud. Soon enough, I will make the bigger decision to, you know, do a full-on workout for like longer than 30 minutes. At the same time, I'm going to celebrate what I've done thus far. So kudos to me. I truly want us to get comfortable with celebrating the small things just as much as we celebrate the big things. Because if you think about it, back in the day when we used to make like rubber band balls, or we always see when it's like, yo, you just keep adding rubber bands. That's great. And I will say, a rubber band ball is like so much fun to play with. Like, I've made one in my old office, such a good time. But if you ever actually get a chance to start a rubber band ball, that's actually the hardest part, like starting it. Some rubber band balls, they start with either a piece of paper, or you actually have to like ball up and tie like a rubber band within itself and then add on the layers. But whatever is on the inside of the core, it was a start. The core is the start. And as time progressed, as more people got involved and started adding bands on bands on bands, it grew into something so much fun and also a necessity in the office that you don't realize is a necessity until you need one. Like, it just, keep that in the back of your head for those who are working in office. But it's just a matter of celebrating small things. Even for me, knowing that I would like to get more active and get fit, and be with it, the small step of me acknowledging, like, hey, taking notes of where I am now, where I see myself, where I would like to be, and taking the initiative to get the tools and the supplies that I need, making a schedule for myself, and also finding ways to make it fun. So one day I was having like an internal demi-life crisis for whatever reason. I'm glad my mind has a way of suppressing things sometimes because I really don't remember. But I just, instead of pacing back and forth in my room and in my living room like I normally do, I have a speed rope and I just jumped it out. Like, I was just like, you know, we're just gonna burn this off, whatever it may be. Like, you know, every skip is like just my heartbeat. Like, I'm just going with the things. But if I did not allow myself to have that tool around me, even though I was in a state of panic, I also allowed myself, hey, we're gonna stay fit. Like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna like kill two birds with one stone without hitting anybody else. Like, we're doing the things. And I felt really great after that, like mentally and physically. And I also felt, it felt rewarding. Of course, granted, I believe I overcame the situation. But I felt rewarded in knowing that the small decision I made got me to this point of having this device to, you know, jump it off. So for those individuals who want to start something or are on the fence, first and foremost, get off the fence. You're literally going to hurt yourself. Be on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence. And I was talking to one of my best friends about this the other day, that being on the fence, it really is dangerous. But at the same time, it's also kind of you taking yourself away from having an experience. And the thing about being on either side of the fence, like actually on one side or on the other, the fence has a door. Like, it's like, you know, if you want to be on the other side of the fence, you can just walk through the door. Or if you're like, hey, I changed my mind, just, you can go back. Like, you don't have to keep yourself there. You're allowed to change your surroundings. You're allowed to have a new idea. You are allowed to create whatever you want and celebrate the decision that you made. Because, okay, let's say you decided to do something and you're kind of sticking with it in the beginning. You're drafting the things, you're preparing the surroundings, you're doing all the things that are necessary for the basis, for the foundation. And then as you start it, you realize, cues Rihanna, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, cool. Change the pace, do something else. Like, it's totally fine. Like, it's, you're allowed to do that because you are you and you're human. And maybe you want to take things in a new direction. Maybe you're like, I want to scrap the whole thing. Do it, but celebrate what you started, because you starting that thing led you to doing something else. Or maybe the concept that you came up with, you're like, oh, I can take this, like a couple things, I'll just dash this away and like put it into something else. Like, you are allowed to do that. And that's kind of what I did with this podcast. I borrowed a couple of things from the original concept and I literally rolled it over into this. Maybe one day you guys will actually experience the original project, or we're just gonna keep riding this out until. And that's okay, because I am like enjoying this moment and I want all of us to celebrate it. And I also want all of us to celebrate whatever you are going to do. And it's gonna be exciting regardless, because you're gonna learn something new, either about what you're doing, you're going to learn about, you know, something else that you could be doing, and you're also gonna learn about yourself. Something else that I would like to celebrate, and I'm just being very transparent in this moment, I would like to celebrate me taking the initiative of recording myself while recording my podcast. Deep sigh. So, as someone who has been very outgoing in the past and has like truly been out there, it's just been a weird space for me to kind of just be in a shell. It's like dealing with only child syndrome as an adult. It's a very weird space to be in. So putting myself in a position to record myself while like doing my podcast, even though this is a field that I literally studied, it's very new because I have never been the person that I am now before. I'm seeing her and I'm like, wow, she's cute. But like, I've also never met this girl. So we're getting to know each other. It's really great. It's also kind of like, do you like me? I think you're kind of cool. It's like, no, like enjoy who you are, and you can still enjoy who you were, and you can also learn from who you were, but welcome them with open arms. Like, you have no idea what you guys could teach each other and what you guys can learn together. I'm so excited. I mean, this girl is looking adorable. Skin clear, eyes on gloss, septum on out. But I'm just basking in it, and I'm celebrating this moment because I really am proud of myself. I avoided doing this literally from episode 1. So the fact that I'm doing it on episode 10, round of applause. Truly just a round of applause. So I want everyone to celebrate yourself. Celebrate good times. Come on. Okay, I'm done. All right. Maybe there may be another musical break later. I don't know. Just follow me here. Something else that I would like to celebrate, and it's actually really cool to me and aesthetically pleasing to like everyone. I am really proud of color coordinating my bookshelf. Now, the books be staring at me, I don't be staring at the books, but I'm proud of myself for just doing the things. Like, one day I was just sitting down and I just had all these books in a box and I was like, I don't want to live like this. Like, I actually want to be someone who not only has books, but, you know, is artsy about it. It's just, you know, I want to make it cute. So I literally took the time to take off like the paper parts of the hard book covers and actually look at the core color of the books. And I put them in a safe place. I did not discard them. They are protected. And I literally color coded my bookshelf. And they're not in any special order. I mean, they're from like shortest to tallest, but just when I look at it, I'm so proud. And the proudest moment that I'm going to have is when I actually take a book off the shelf, crack it open, and read. I feel like my room is an IKEA home, and that's fine for now. But I'm still going to celebrate what I've done because I did it. Just follow me here. Something else I'm proud of, and something that I'm going to prepare myself to live in and become more proud of. I was on the train the other day and I was coming home from work and I was just looking at, you know, what everyone was wearing, like looking at the different personalities on the train, and I thought to myself, I would like to change up my style. Like, I would actually like to be a lot more fashionable than I feel like I am now. So I took the time to go through my closet, and I didn't like just purge everything I owned, but I actually assessed what I had, why I have it, and what I can do with it. Because being here in the district, like, these people, they don't play. And it's not even like, oh, like the individuals that get dressed for the weekend. I'm talking about the people that get dressed to go to work. Like, they be working the looks for work. And I'm like, when you look good, you do good because you feel good. And I want to be like that. Just like maybe in the last 2 years, I stopped looking like the office intern when I went to work. Like, thank God. Because I didn't feel that great. I didn't feel like I was blending. I didn't feel like I was just, you know, it was, I have no words. I literally cannot find the words to make sentences. But something that I can say is, as I become more comfortable in who I'm growing to be, I want to reflect that. I want to, you know, bring together all the ideas of myself that I have in my head and literally work it. Like, take a complete outfit, put it together, boom. And consistently. And it doesn't always have to be something like uptight, button down shirt, like briefcase. Like, no, it can even be something creative. There was one day I went to work and I felt like I looked like an artist in a studio getting ready to paint. Like, I had on a sweater, I had on like some baggy cargo pants and like some really wicked shoes, but like I did my hair and everything. And I asked my boss, I was like, do I look like too much of a hipster to be in the office? She was like, honestly, you're not wearing ripped jeans, so you look good. And I was like, yes. Like, and I'm in an environment where this is condoned, like being yourself is okay. So I was with it. And I realized I want to keep being with it. So I would like to celebrate me taking the chance to just do it, to allow myself to be in that realm and in that space to do it. Because the only person who is going to stop you is you. Why are you getting your way? Move. Get out the way. Okay. So yes. It's been a while since I've honestly felt this way, but I truly am just glad to be here. And I'm glad to have the space to also encourage others to want to be here, to want to do the things for themselves, and to celebrate yourself while doing it. And there are times where you're gonna have challenges. You're gonna have hurdles, you're gonna have walls to jump, and there may be times where you feel like there are people in your way and there are just boundaries and just the borders, the whole nine. But even with all of that going on, still celebrate yourself, because if you didn't do the thing that you wanted to do, you would not have gotten as far as you did to have to experience that boundary or whatever is holding you back or whatever you feel is in your way. But something else to remember is you're not on this journey alone. So whoever you're with will be there to help you through those trials and tribulations. So think about it. If you didn't start the thing that you want to start, you wouldn't have put yourself in the space to meet these people, to where these situations arise. You wouldn't have had the support that you didn't realize you didn't need to overcome this obstacle. So I think everybody should be celebrating. Like, give yourself a round of applause. Get yourself a glass of wine. Why not? Cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to all that you're doing. And cheers to all that you will prepare yourself to do. And cheers to those around you. I am so excited. I'm also very nervous. I'm very nervous. I took a leap, and this is where leaping got me. I could not tell you what I have planned, but I can tell you that I'm looking forward to where it's going to take me, because for so long I blew this off because I didn't know, oh, am I ready? Is this really what I want to do? Are people going to listen? If people show up, people show up. If people don't show up, people will show up eventually. The right people will tune in and be here through it all. And they will share it with others who need to be here. And they will share it. And it just turns into a ripple effect. But regardless, no matter if you want to start a thing, if you want to stop a date thing, you want to do something else, if you just need a minute to think about what you even want to do, just do it. I mean, why not? You have nothing to lose. If anything, you have a lot to gain. Confidence, knowledge, yourself. Gaining yourself is probably the most exciting part of this entire journey, because you're learning about your new limitlessness. Like, get out of your own way. Stop holding you back. Why? Why are you here? Why are you in the way? Move. Hey, go. As much as, go on about your business. Go on, move. Chuh. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that's very cliche. It's scary. I get it. But take it day by day. Take it every moment at a time. It seems scary at first, but it's only because it's uncharted territory. It's like going on vacation to a country where you've never been. Oh my gosh, the planning for it. It seems exciting, and it's like kind of nerve-wracking. It's like, oh, who's going to pick me up from the airport? How am I going to get around? Goes on Google Maps. Like, look at all these places. Wow, I'm whelmed. But when you actually get there and you're living in the moment, it's like paradise. It's so exciting. And even then, you may go and it may rain and you're like, oh, I have to find an umbrella. At least you're finding an umbrella in a place where you didn't think you were gonna go. I'm just saying, perspective. You may find a really nice umbrella too. You may run into a really nice person while getting the umbrella. I'm just saying, the possibilities are endless. So don't start your end. Start your start. Just saying. Why not take a crazy chance? Why not do a crazy dance? I'm not going to finish the rest of that song. I did not say there weren't going to be any more random song breaks. I just didn't know what they were going to be. I'm proud. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of you. Other people are proud of you. One day you are going to look back on that moment and be like, wow, to think I was going to hold back. Look at you now. Mary, did you know? Okay. All right. Now it's blown out of proportion. It's blown out of proportion. But just start. Stop stopping and starting. Yeah, that's where I'm at. And that's where we're gonna go. We're gonna starting. Thank y'all for all that you are, all that you've been, and I'm excited to see all that you will be. And I hope my words made sentences.